Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship. The most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Nice. There you go. BT and Sal on The Fan. This stupid two-minute report. I'll tell you, the NBA, they just...
What good does that do?
It does no good.
For anybody.
Well, why they do... I know why they do it. It's for transparency purposes. It's their way of communicating to those who think that the NBA's fixed or it's not exactly above board. Whatever. It's hard. It's human error. You've got big bodies that are getting bigger by the year. The court hasn't changed. It's still 94 by 50-something. But the human body's grown to a point, and they're so fast, and it's impossible to ref without making mistakes.
Right.
And there were mistakes against the Knicks earlier in the game, which is obviously less egregious. It's more of an issue when it happens late. Yeah, big things happen at the end. Fantastic. Jalen Brunson grabbed Maxey's jersey before the ball was inbounded.
He was fouled.
Awesome.
He was fouled. We all saw it.
So I what?
Mean, come on. But they
suck
didn't call it. Yeah, it happens all the time. Did you hear Tibbs' response?
I read it, but do you have something else there? What was it about?
When asked about the two-minute report, he said, I'm more concerned with the 46-minute report. I knew they couldn't call a foul there because of the way they've been treating Jalen Brunson,
there
which is right about that. Mm-hmm. He's locked into game three. We don't get sidetracked. And by the way, while it's a great one-liner and funny, and you know, Jalen Brunson has been he hasn't been getting the benefit of the whistle, and that's been going on all year where Brunson gets abused, and the Knicks have been on the wrong side of some of these bad foul calls. But what good does it do to release these stupid reports? Unless you could do something about it, do you think the Sixers fans, you think the 76ers fans feel good about hearing about this, or would you be more frustrated?
Bothered me as a fan. This has happened in the NFL with the Jets. It doesn't happen as much in baseball.
Right.
It bothers me because it's like, you're acknowledging what I saw and what I know and why I was pissed off in real time, yet nothing's changing.
So it doesn't help the 76ers fans feel good.
No.
It certainly doesn't help the Knicks fans because they could give a crap less. They won the game, want to move on. Like, stop hearing the excuses. It is what it is.
Yep.
Hey, Hardenstein didn't have to grab that rebound, but he did. Somebody on the 76ers could have went up there and grabbed the rebound. They didn't. DiVincenzo could have missed a shot. He didn't. So it wasn't the sole reason. So Knicks fans don't want to hear the excuses. 76ers fans want a different result. They're not getting that. The NBA looks bad because they're exposing the officials who admit that they make a mistake. It's a lose-lose for everybody. They're all a bunch of idiots.
Mm-hmm. Suck that, Philly.
I guess so. Yeah.
And by the way, I was trying to remember the game, and I think that you guys got it right. Remember the Rockets game, the Knicks, in regular season, so less consequence. Jalen Brunson got called for a foul, and instead he got fouled, and it really hurt the Knicks. Nobody goes back to that. Now, let's face it, the Knicks got the 2 seed, but let's say that was a factor between the Knicks being a 4 or a 5 seed, and you don't get home court versus getting home court. You know, it's just... It's going down a tunnel where there's just not enough light that changes anything. So it bothers me.
Right, so why do it? Why does Adam Silver need to do this two-minute report?
To exonerate themselves. That's all. They don't care about justice.
But fans don't
perception.
Care. Right, but fans don't care about what they say if it's not done, if it's not changed.
But they want people to think that there's going to be It's hard to.
What, accountability?
Yeah. I mean, basically, that's a good word for it. Yeah. Now, here's what it does.
But to Tim's point, what about the other 46 minutes when the guys had their heads up their ass, well, you know, going calls the wrong way against the Knicks?
That's why I'm not overreacting to this.
So it's the whole game. They should be evaluating officials behind closed doors and holding them accountable. Baseball, too, with the umpires. But yet they don't, because we still see Angel Hernandez out there every five seconds.
And he's not alone. I watch the Yanks and Mets every night, and dude, I feel like there's missed calls in terms of fastballs or whatever that are a ball and a half outside on the little rectangle. I'm like, that's not even close to be the strike. It's really an epidemic right now. Hoff, I know you got something. I want to jump in one sec, but the thing that it does do, and this stinks. Here's what it does. It puts everybody on alert, and I guarantee
that
the first quarter is going to be all Philly. Now, it might have been that way anyway.
I mean, first quarter in game two was all Philly as well.
True, but I'm saying that was going to really be tilted in their direction. Now,
game one as well, if I'm not mistaken.
They jumped out to leads early in both games, and the Knicks were playing uphill, even though they were able to come back and win. But the old thought was in the NBA, just to kind of extend series and make more money, TV purposes, gate stuff, blah, 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 that you don't want sweeps. So even if there was no two-minute report that really illuminated multiple mistakes, and there were some mistakes, I give you that, sure. There's a chance that the Sixers would have swallowed the whistle against the Knicks tomorrow night anyway, just to extend the series, to give the Sixers a chance, favor the Sixers.
It's sad that you would say that, and it's sad that we, as fans, do believe that that's a part of it.
It's always been a part of it.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's just the way it
you
goes.
You think it's a coincidence that every home team has won, right, so far in the first round?
The Bucks lost last night. Oh, so the Pacers won last night.
Prior to that, though, they were 11-0. Or Knicks, there was some ridiculous. Wasn't it, Boyle? Didn't you see that?
The Bucks losing last night was the first game a home team has lost.
So what are we at, 12-1
now? The Clippers lost last night as well.
Yeah, okay. Clippers lost the home game.
Right, but prior to last night.
Was it 9-0?
No, I think it was 11-0.
Oh, is that what it was?
I'm pretty sure it was 11-0 prior to last night. Anyway.
Yeah, but you're also playing outside of the Knicks Sixers,
but
most
home court
of these
has
things
always been a thing in the NBA anyway, where it's a big deal.
Hoff, what do you got there, buddy?
11-0 through Monday.
Prior to last night. Oh, through Monday. Okay.
First of all, Soto struck out yesterday on 7 pitches and didn't swing at
any
end.
Not one was a strike.
Right, I know.
I saw that.
He struck out on 7
not
pitches.
Not one was in the zone.
They were all out of the zone.
Every single one.
Did he swing at any of them?
No. Now, do you want to yell at him for not swinging at strikes?
Well, could he swing the bat?
If it's a strike, he could. Please don't get me back into this.
Here's the real question about this whole thing. The NBA puts out this two-minute report saying that they screwed up.
Yep.
How about all the gambling, the people that lost bets because
great
of that?
Point.
Can they go and say, oh, well, the NBA admitted they screwed up. Well, let me get my money back.
That would make me even more irate. That's an excellent point, Hoff.
Yep.
Wouldn't that make you more irate? Now, I did not gamble on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you did not either.
I did not.
I mean, we had other stuff at stake there.
Yeah.
We had other stuff on the line. It was a little more valuable.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, if you bet, and I don't even mean to joke about this because I have bet, obviously.
Me too,
and we've been on the wrong end of things. And, you want to do damage to somebody. That's a problem.
Yeah.
And then you have these idiots come out and admit that they did wrong. And if I'm gambling, you know what gambling companies should do? Say, you know what? According to the two-minute report, I'll give you money back.
I'll give you a free play.
Whatever it may be.
Yeah,
do
I hear you.
Right, because it would do them good favor.
But that's a dangerous road. Once you do it,
But still, the point is the NBA is in bed with these gambling companies.
Everybody is. Not just the NBA.
That's fine, but the NBA is the one who's putting out the games.
Yeah.
And then they're saying, we screwed up and we screwed you. If you bet the Sixers, you should have won that game. They had the game won. There should have been multiple fouls called. If they didn't, it turns out it didn't, but if I'm a fan, I bet on the Sixers.
Now, they still covered, but if you had Philly on the money line, you lose.
Okay.
Or I got you. I don't know if it hit the over-under. Yeah. What's up? I thought, Patty, you raised your hand? No?
Oh.
All right.
I was just pointing at you.
Yeah. Why?
Why?
To give you a thumbs up that the Sixers.
Pat's a pointer,
dude.
Pat's a pointer, by the way. I've noticed that.
Pat is a pointer.
Dove is silent, but
well,
deadly.
Dove doesn't listen.
Pat's a pointer.
No. Dove's a frowner. Like, he'll give you the face like, oh, just go to break already.
Like, he's disgusted
with
what we're
saying.
Yeah,
come on, I told you to break 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to our buddy Dove. Yeah. He had an accident there.
Get well, Dove.
Yeah, nothing life-threatening, just everybody who's known Dove forever, and we love him. We make fun of him, but we love him. And we make fun because we love him. But he's going to be out for a little bit here, so I guess I got to get used to Boyle pointing at me.
Yeah.
And basically is what that comes down to. Hop, that's a good point. I mean, but I just think, I don't know if it's written there in the bylaws, like if you read the really, 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 really barely legible small print on FanDuel and all the other sites, like, there's got to be something that frees up these companies from situations like Hoff just presented. But if I'm a gambler, I don't mean $50 or $100 reverse. If you're betting 10, 20, 30, hundreds of thousands of dollars on games, you know, that's a tough pill to swallow. But there's got to be something that absolves them. Otherwise, there's lawsuits. There's a million ways to go about it.
Just thought about it. Mm-hmm. Didn't bet the game or the series. You know, obviously with finances.
Surfside,
but,
though.
Oh, baby. Clem, I hope you're getting ready to load up that pallet. We're making space. We got a nice space for it right outside in the Fan newsroom.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's starting to get excited. They got new flavors that they unveiled today. I can't wait to taste them.
Today they came out? Yeah, on a Wednesday?
They unveiled the new flavors today. Yes.
Do you know what they are? Not to put you on the spot. But
raspberry lemonade.
I like that. Sounds good.
Black cherry lemonade.
I used to love black cherry soda. Dude. The old school black cherry soda.
I can't wait to try it.
That's a good one.
Strawberry lemonade.
I mean, these are fantastic. Fantastic.
Green tea and raspberry tea, I think, as well.
Yeah, I'm pass on the green tea one. What took them so long to come up with strawberry and lemonade?
Well, they had the regular iced tea, peach tea, lemonade, and the other was the half and half, which is a big, that's my favorite, the half lemonade, half tea. I love that one. Everybody loves that
one. Did they have a mango in there? I think you brought over mangoes to my house.
That might have been the it's not the Surfsides, but it's the same company, Stateside Vodka Soda.
I'm not sure what it was.
But anyway, they unveiled these new flavors of lemonade, which I can't wait to try.
All right.
And we, as a station, if the Knicks could somehow just, I don't care how they do it, a two-minute crew, whatever you want, get the benefit of the whistle, get those two wins. I'm thirsty. I want the Surfside. We, as a station, want that pallet delivered right out there in that, you know, that center where you walk in that big space? A
lot of rooms. Is that where Francesca used to lean against the thing there?
Yeah.
Is that what we thought about?
Yeah.
Like, you would just, you know, wander out and lean, and that's space. Yeah, we got space.
We're ready for it.